Welcome back to the Big Easy here in New Orleans for the 2018 Sun Belt Conference Media Day. Brent Freeman with Bill Colhane, hour one of the books, ready for hour two, and we're talking nothing but football here in hour two. Coming up in just a bit, we'll visit with a pair of Texas State student-athletes, Brian London and Aaron Brewer, but up first, the head coach of the Bobcats getting ready for his third season, Everett Withers. Coach, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Coach, we're doing very well. Now, I understand that you got in pretty late last night / early this morning because you were in San Antonio yesterday to attend and speak at the THSCA convention. How was that?
Hey, it was great. The Texas high school football coaches, they do everything first class. It's no doubt, and I'll say this, it's the best high school organization in the country. Mm-hmm. The Texas high school coaches are very formidable in helping grow the game of football, and it was very, very neat for me to be on that head coaches panel last night.
In order to have success in the game of football, really anything in life, you have to build relationships.
Yes.
How important is it to build those relationships with those coaches in Texas?
Yeah, well, it's tremendous. And one of the things we talked about at the high school coaches clinic was how do we better that relationship and take some of the third-party people out of it.
Yeah.
And that's a big topic now going through the high school association is how do we – not necessarily take it out, but how do we manage it better? Mm-hmm. And how do the coaches get back on top of the recruiting chain with their student athletes?
Now, as I said, when you first came on, you're getting ready for year three.
Yep.
Here at Texas State. How far along has the program come from a culture standpoint from when you first arrived to where it is today?
Well, here's what I'll tell you. It for the first time this offseason, an 8-week summer training cycle with our players. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood, we got another week left. we've had no issues. Our players are starting to govern our football team. And I've always been a part of really good football programs when the players start to govern the football team.
Yep.
And to me, we're starting to do that. We've got what we call a brand council of about 9 guys. And myself and Aaron Burkhardt, our strength and conditioning coach, meet with them once a week. And all summer long, we've gone through, issues and how we want to run the season and those type things. And it's been really good. We've gone from year one, 62 scholarships, year two, 68 scholarships. Mm-hmm. Now we're up to 76 scholarships.
You're getting there.
We're getting close.
Yep.
We should be at that number by 19. But we're closer. I feel like our team's closer. I feel like they enjoy each other better. They compete against each other better. I think we're so much ahead of where we were the last 2 years.
That's Coach Withers. I'm Bill. He's Brant. We're at the Superdome in New Orleans for Sun Belt Conference Media Day 2018. Coach, I know that as you and I study leadership, a part of being a leader is representing your organization. How well do you speak for your organization? And so I know this. I know that it wasn't random that Brian London and Aaron Brewer are here representing your team, right? You didn't pick names out of a hat. Why are those two guys here?
Let's talk about Aaron. Aaron's a guy that was in our first recruiting class, and he started really from day one. So he's kind of grown up through what the expectations and what the culture's like and how we build it. And it's an everyday process. And leadership doesn't have to be that you got all the right answers all the time or you do everything perfect all the time. But it is about growing and learning from every experience that you have. And I think Aaron's a great example of that in our program. You go with Brian. Brian was a guy that was on the team when we got here. Brian wasn't doing so well academically when we got here. Well, Brian's got his degree now. And he's, going to start working on his master's degree. And he's got a couple years of eligibility left. And if there's anybody on our team that kind of epitomizes what you want to take when you get it and how you want to end it, he's kind of that guy in our program. So I lean on those two guys an awful lot in a lot of decisions in our program, a lot of decisions that aren't just football decisions. That's the reason they're here. And they're good football players, too.
They're pretty good football players. Now, we still have time between now and kickoff at Rutgers. Clearly,
sure,
they're weeks ahead.
Yeah,
but Brant and I, we wouldn't qualify as media day radio guys if we didn't ask about positions. And I want to ask you about quarterback.
Yep.
You know, whoever that guy is that takes that first snap at Rutgers on September 1st, what is he going to have to show you and the coaching staff and his teammates from now until that day?
Leadership, the ability to overcome the events that happen, the tough events that happen.
And they do.
And they're going to. And you can expect them. How is he going to respond to those tough events in that huddle, in that dorm at night, in those meetings? That guy's going to have to be able to do all those things. He's going to have to be somebody that galvanizes the football team, somebody that they can say, we want to be with that guy and we want him leading us. That's what's going to have to happen. Obviously, all three guys, Willie Jones, Jalen Gibson, Tyler Vitt, who's a true freshman, have a lot of ability. They have a lot of ability. But those are the things, the outside of football things, that they're going to have to do for us to put them out there against Rutgers on September 1.
Yeah, go to the other side of the ball real quickly, Coach. And I know when we visited back at spring ball, which now it's been, a few months ago, talking about the addition of Chris Woods to your staff as defensive coordinator. Now you've had some more time to work with that guy. As you've been around him, you feel great about the decision to bring him on board? And if so, why?
No question. Chris is, you know, I've got a long friendship with Randall McCray, and for, you know, Randall's, you know, to be able to move on and go to the NFL was a kind of a lifelong dream for him. So I'm excited for Randall and his family to be able to get a guy like Chris Woods from a program like Oklahoma. And you can ask people that have been around Chris, because I did a lot of vetting, a lot of studying, very knowledgeable of the game, understands every position on defense and its importance to the defense. I think our players this spring, they were so excited. About halfway through spring, I had them coming in my office and say, Coach, we really like what we're doing on defense, because we're more aggressive, we're doing things, we're attacking more, we're doing a little bit more of those things. And now it's about putting the pieces together with some of the freshmen that we have and, you know, a couple guys that we've added into the program and going to camp and trying to fine-tune our defense.
Now, Coach, the big day Bobcat fans have circled on their calendars is September 1, the opener at Rutgers. But the bigger date, in terms of your football program is concerned, is August 3rd. That is the first day of fall camp coming up. Now, last year, and you and I spoke about this at breakfast earlier this morning, last year was the first year that the 2 days went away.
Sure.
And you had to make a huge adjustment. What were those adjustments like, and how well prepared do you feel for camp going into this time around?
Well, you know, it's funny. The 2 days went away this year. It's not 29, it's 25 now. So that's a new adjustment that we're having to make. And to be honest with you, you talk to all coaches across the country, there's a bunch of coaches that say, I wish I would have had 29, I wish they'd have kept it at 29. And then you gave them a day off, and then you did, you know, you didn't practice, you know, in pads this day, and you didn't, so you really practiced 25 days. So it made you really be tight and organized in what you do. I think being able to, what you do so much in the summer in an 8-week training program with your kids, that you don't come to camp anymore to get in shape like you did back when I was in school. You don't do that anymore. So they're already in shape. So it's about preparing for your season. So 25 practices with walkthroughs is plenty to get things done.
Well, Coach, looking forward to it. And thanks again for joining us, and looking forward to a great year.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Coach.
And again, Texas State head coach Evan Withers joining us here from Radio Row. Again, we are at the Superdome here in New Orleans for Sun Belt Conference Media Day 2018. Coming up after the break, we're going to visit with Bobcat linebacker Brian London here from New Orleans. We're back in just a moment.